£1.93. Work is underway at the University of Essex, which could reveal whether medicine can slow down or even stop the progress of Alzheimer's disease. A new study is being funded by the charity Age Concern and Help the Aged. It's making £43,000 available. Dr. Jodie Mason, a lecturer in biochemistry at the University of Essex, is carrying out the work and joins me now. Jodie, good afternoon.
Hello there.
How could your work help people, in a nutshell, with Alzheimer's disease?
Well, Alzheimer's disease is part of an ageing-related disease set. We have an ageing population. There's something like 700,000 people in the UK with dementia, and about 60% of those have Alzheimer's disease. This is predicted to rise to over 1 million by 2025 and cost the UK economy something like £17 billion per annum. So we're hoping to come up with essentially molecules that can slow down or even halt the progression of Alzheimer's disease. And in doing so, this will hopefully improve the lives of millions worldwide and save billions of pounds in the process.
And a lot of heartache.
Exactly, that's
yes.
Right.
Drugs are always already being used in the treatment of Alzheimer's. So what is the future of treatment?
Well, the problem with the current treatments for Alzheimer's in particular is that they very much only treat the symptoms and not the causes of the disease. Things like acetylcholine esterase inhibitors, for example. So what I'm interested in doing here that's different is really to find out, is to find molecules that can bind to the protein that's involved in this disease and really stop it from clumping. That's essentially what's happening in the brains of Alzheimer's disease sufferers.
What does this funding mean to you and your work?
Well, it's just fantastic. I mean, it's a new investigator award, as you said, from Age Concern and Help the Aged, and it will essentially allow me to take my ideas and fast-track them to the experimental stage.
Jodie, we're living longer than we were ever intended to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is there really, you know, anything more that can be done? I mean, is this not inevitable if we keep living into our 90s, into our 100s?
Well, I suppose it's inevitable that you will have to die of something. I mean, but this, we're not talking only about the very, very old people. I mean, we're talking about something like one in 20 over the age of 65, one in five over the age of 80 that will contract Alzheimer's disease. So it's relatively widespread, and there's a lot we can do. We understand the disease more and more these days, and so there really is a lot we can do to combat this disease, and there's lots of research on the way, and I'm very excited to be a part of that.
Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Dr. Jodie Mason there, a lecturer in biochemistry at the University of Essex.
BBC Essex, be part of it. Our new schedule is underway. It's got off to a great start.